wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court denying a bid by Steve Bannon to delay the start of his prison term for his contempt of Congress conviction.
In its simple one-sentence order, the High Court rejects Steve Bannon's appeal, ensuring he'll begin his four-month sentence next week. The former Trump White House advisor was convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the House January 6th committee. He's still pursuing an appeal of that conviction, but the Supreme Court's action means he won't be able to stay out of prison in the meantime.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former President Donald Trump holding a rally in Chesapeake, Virginia this afternoon, criticizing President Biden's performance at last night's debate, along with his policies on the economy and immigration. Earlier, President Biden says he did not have the best debate, but knows how to tell the truth, unlike his opponent. It's still June, but the 4th of July getaway is on. More than 3 million passengers expected to go through airport security checkpoints today, setting a new record. This is ABC News. Ryan. An extended stay at the International Space Station for two astronauts. Engineers troubleshooting problems with Boeing's new space capsule.
It was an accomplishment for Boeing when it finally got Starliner into space after years of delays and issues, but now a test flight that was supposed to last only about a week for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams is turning out to be much longer. They blasted off on June 5th. NASA saying now it will not be setting a return date until testing on Earth is done. The problem is with the propulsion system on board used to maneuver the Boeing spacecraft, but NASA says the astronauts are safe. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Texas Supreme Court today upholding the state's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youths. The justices, all Republicans, rejecting pleas from parents that the ban violates their right to seek medical care for their children. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A recall effort against Speaker Robin Voss rejected. On a 4-2 vote, the Wisconsin Elections Commission found organizers failed to collect enough valid signatures on the recall petition. A state lawmaker wants to hold a hearing on conditions within Wisconsin's corrections facilities. Representative Michael Schrah chairs the Assembly Corrections Committee and wants to hear from staff and inmate families. The Oshkosh Republican says lawmakers need to exercise oversight following the fatal assault on Lincoln Hills school counselor Corey Prue and the deaths of inmates at Waupun Correctional. Three youths were pulled from the waters of Lake Michigan in Oak Creek Wednesday night. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says one of them was dead. Another is in critical condition. The Sheriff's Office didn't provide details on their ages or how the three came to be in the water. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand residents could see an increase in water and sewer rates and even property taxes because of the Madison Street reconstruction project. During this week's City Council meeting, Administrator Rasmussen presented a possible scenario where homeowners would see an increase of $453 per year in water and sewer rates and also property taxes. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city, though, is working on a few different ways to lower the cost of the project for the city.
We're working a couple of other angles on getting the Madison Street project. One is we're talking about trying to get a community development block grant. We're also looking at the interest rates. If we get better interest rates, how things could help on that end. Also, the idea about possibly using the TIF district, tax incremental finance. Our TIF district is in very good financial shape. The question is, can we use some of funding through that? Because obviously that road is located in the TIF.
The city hopes to have the Madison Street project completed in either 2025 or 2026. The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down a ban against a Western Wisconsin abortion protester. The liberal majority court yesterday unanimously agreed that a Trempealeau County judge's ban that kept Brian Asaya from abortion clinics in Blair was a violation of his First Amendment rights. The judge had banned him after one of the women who works at the clinic accused him of making a threat. The high court said that Asaya never really threatened the woman. Lawyers for the Thomas More Society said the decision is a victory for free speech in Wisconsin. There's a new lawsuit that is accusing Milwaukee Tool of using Chinese prison labor to make some of its work gloves. The lawsuit comes from a Chinese inmate who said he was forced to make the gloves while working under deplorable conditions. Those conditions included 13-hour days, no heat or air conditioning, and dangerous amounts of dust and other pollutants. The suit accuses Milwaukee Tool of violating U.S. Trafficking Victim Protection Act laws. The company has not responded to the lawsuit. Milwaukee Tool is owned by Tektronic Industries, which is based in Hong Kong, and is also named in the suit. 19 independent Minnesota hospitals will join forces to create their own healthcare network. The formation of the Headwaters High Value Network was announced yesterday. The network would also include more than 50 clinics that will offer care to more than 750,000 Minnesotans. Officials say the partnership will help control rising healthcare costs and promote best practices for all network members. The network will include a location in Winona. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
The city of Mondovi will spend $32,000 to replant the reed bed that is part of the new wastewater treatment plant. During this week's council meeting, members discussed the option of just planting seed or actually having a company come in and replant the bed with brand new plants. It was decided to have SGH come in to replant the bed using the starter plants instead of seeding. Xcel Energy says it's starting work to make sure that the riverbank at its dam in Dunn County doesn't erode like the dam in Minnesota. Crews are focusing on the Menominee Dam's abutment. Xcel's Tony Witowski says the plan is to cover the entire bank of the river upstream of the dam on the left side of the river with new concrete. That project has been in the work for years, but it's taken on more urgency after the Rapidian Dam in Minnesota failed because of abutment erosion on Monday. Witkowski says the dam has been in Menominee for 50 years, and he hopes to keep it in for another 50. Wisconsin's DNR has set deer quotas for this year. The Department of Natural Resources yesterday said hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The DNR says Wisconsin's county deer advisory councils helped set the harvest numbers. Deer licenses are on sale through the state's Go Wild app. Deer season begins in Wisconsin in September with the archery season. Gun season in the state is set for November 23rd through December 1st. Minnesota state and local officials are welcoming a new veterans home in Fillmore County. Minnesota Governor Walz was among the dignitaries who traveled to Preston yesterday for the facility's dedication. It's one of three veterans homes that have opened in the state this year. The home passed its federal certification earlier this week, which will allow it to house even more veterans and hire additional staff. Those attending the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this year will see some security changes. Fair CEO Rusty Volk says the changes are for the main stage events.
If you've purchased concert tickets to our main stage acts, you know, Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Charlie Behrens, we will be having bag checks and security. So it'll be like going to the airport, quite frankly. We take security and safety very seriously.
The Northern Wisconsin State Fair is July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Two rare tiger cubs have been born at the Minnesota Zoo. Officials at the Apple Valley-based zoo say the new additions were born May 23rd. The Amur tiger cubs, a male and a female, spent the last month under the care of the zoo's animal care and health team and are doing well. Amur tigers are considered endangered. The public won't be able to see the cubs until late summer or early fall. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Larson likes his chances in Nashville. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Before every NASCAR race,
thank you all the veterans and those that are serving today.
We stop. We listen. We look to the skies. The awe-inspiring roar and thunder. To all those near and far, home and abroad, we thank you and we salute you with a little noise of our own. NASCAR salutes, together with Coca-Cola at Nashville, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
In the three NASCAR Cup Series races held at Nashville Super Speedway, Kyle Larson has collected three top five finishes, including a win in the inaugural event in 2021. This weekend in Music City, the Hendrick Motorsports pilot would like to return to victory lane at the 1.33-mile trioval.
We dominated there in 21, but really, aside from that, we haven't been that good in 22 or 23, but we somehow have finished okay. Hopefully, going there this year, we will be as strong as we've been at the other kind of intermediate-style racetracks and can lead some laps, maybe win some stages, and hopefully win the race. I would just like a solid race from start to finish. We've really had to work hard there, so look forward to the challenge. Hopefully, we'll be better.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-513-8480. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-513-8480.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
With the NBA draft in the rearview mirror, three players with state ties have signed NBA free agent deals. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee native Reese Beekman, who played for Tony Bennett at Virginia, signed with Golden State. Milwaukee native Jack Golke, who played collegiately at Oakland, signed with Oklahoma City. And former Badger and Minnesota native Tyler Wall signed a free agent deal with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Brewers and Cubs open a three-game series at AmFam Field in Milwaukee tonight. Brewers enter play in first place atop the National League Central, 6.5 games in front of St. Louis. They'll send Colin Ray to the mound with his 6-2 record. Cubs enter play tonight in last place in the National League Central, 10.5 games behind the Brewers. NHL takes its turn with day one of their player draft tonight in Las Vegas. San Jose has the top overall pick, followed by the Chicago Blackhawks, Anaheim, Columbus, and the Montreal Canadiens. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. A friend of mine has been using a very light fly rod to fish for bluegills on a lake that he frequents. And he asked me, why is he only catching small fish? He wants to get into some bigger bluegills, but he hasn't been able to find them. There's a reason. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
My buddy likes to fly fish for bluegills on a little lake that he frequents regularly. He used to catch big bluegills on this lake, but now they're very small. He fishes around docks, he fishes around vegetation, and he casts little poppers in there, catches them on top water. I love doing this too. There's nothing more fun than taking a little 5-weight fly rod and going out and catching fairly big bluegills. But his bluegills have been very small. I asked freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach if there's a way that he can target bigger bluegills on that lake, and Gary said, no. He said there is no way that he can target bigger bluegills because he's fishing top water with a fly rod, and most of those bigger gills are probably in deeper water. If he wants to catch the big bluegills, he needs to tie on a 32nd ounce jig, fish it vertically over the side of the boat, and catch those that are on that deep weed line. If he sticks with the docks and the fly rods, it's just small fish for him. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. And of course, it was report day, and then many of us couldn't access the data, which made for a very interesting marketing time during that 11 o'clock hour. As to the reason why the NAS website was having issues, it's still up in the air to all of us. But the good news is we were able to get some numbers, and we're really going to dive into what happened within this market trade, what the numbers meant. Did the markets react like many thought? And of course, more importantly, where do we go? It's end of month, end of quarter. Lots of things that are factoring in today. So bring it in, Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And first of all, let's kind of, when you look at this report, how did the Planet Acres look for you?
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting day as we looked across the Planet acreage. And starting first on the corn season, you know, it came in at 91.475 million acres. Trade was looking for 90.269 million. So versus the trade estimate, up about 1.2 million acres. Now, as we compare that back to March, that's actually up about 1.4 million acres compared to where the March number was. If we go back and think about what was going on back in March, there was some individuals out there. We weren't one of them, but there was some out there that was saying, well, you know, that acreage number needs to go up down the road. We didn't think we'd actually see the number go up. One of the things I think about this number is that I think this will be the largest number that we see, because there's a few things about the corn number. We know that if we go back and look at when this survey was done, it had been done the last few days of May, maybe 10 days of June. And really what was asked of the farmers at that time is that what do you have planted? What do you intend to get planted overall? So we know that definitely prevent plan is going to come into play in many areas, and I do believe that that's going to bring that number down as we go forward. The other part of that that hasn't been a lot of discussion about yet, but we do need to think about, is ultimately what is the planted to harvested percentage. As we dig in and look at that number, right now it's at about 91.3%. That's very similar percentage-wise to what we would have had going back to basically the March planting intentions. Now, going forward, we believe that that percentage is going to have to go lower. How much lower? Good place to start, probably be about 90.7%. So what will that do? Reduce planted acres going forward, and also then we see a reduction on the harvested side. The reason we are going to see, or we think we'll see a reduction on the harvested side, many of these acres that would have been across eastern South Dakota, southwest and southern Minnesota, northwest Iowa, a little bit in northeast Nebraska from all the flooding, and then all the flooding that's going to happen along the Missouri River, those acres initially will probably get counted as planted and then ultimately will not get harvested. So that will reduce those numbers. The other thing that we found interesting, and this is really across corn and soybeans and wheat numbers, or all the acres, I guess, is the fact that they did not call for a special survey. We were kind of thinking they probably would call for a special survey, a resurveying of the acres across, you know, Minnesota for sure, over into South Dakota, maybe even on up to North Dakota, based on the amount of acres that were still left up in those regions to be planted. But that's what it looks like in corn acres. Susan, moving over to the soybean acres, 86.1 million acres. Trade is looking for 86.8 million acres. As we look at that, the actual estimate versus what the trade was thinking was down 761,000 acres and also down 410,000 acres from March. And then over on the wheat side, 47.2 million acres. Trade was looking for 47.57 million acres, Susan.
Well, I find it interesting, and you brought up the point, Jeff, about that resurvey and nothing was said. Do you think, though, down the road, they might say, hey, there was enough damage? I know some say it's only about a 10% area of the growing across the United States. But do you think, seeing the devastation, that they might say, yeah, let's go back and resurvey those guys?
Well, I don't think they probably will. I think what we'll see going forward is that I think they will say, you know what, we're going to rely on the, as we get out to August, we're going to rely on the RMA data to tell us about what we had for the preventive plant, and they're going to rely on the FSA data to give us some highlights in regard to what happened on the planted acreage. So I think as we get out to August, that data will start working its way in. But what that means, and I'm glad you brought this point up, is that we're going to have to deal with these numbers for a while here. It is possible as we get into the July report that they could make some adjustments on the harvested percentage, but since they didn't do anything in the planted acreage report, I don't think we'll see much of an adjustment on that in the July WASDE report, Susan.
All right. Do you see any other changes happening going forward?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, as I mentioned, the biggest things that we do see is that, you know, could there be a little bit of an increase on the soybean acreage side? And that mainly would come from the double crop soybean side. In many areas, this wheat crop, especially the soft wheat crop, as you move further east, is coming off pretty fast. Even on down into Kansas, there's a little bit more moisture in pockets down there where they could plant some more double crop. So I think it's possible that maybe the soybean number does come up slightly as we go down the road.
All right. I want to jump back and talk about the state level numbers. When you look at, for example, Nebraska and the other states that you were observing, do you see anything looking different or looking forward for corn and beans?
Yeah, there are some interesting numbers as we dig into that. As we compare where was the March planting intentions to the June planted acreage, actually Kansas showed increased 600,000 acres. Iowa went up 300,000. Nebraska up 250,000. Minnesota a couple hundred. Ohio 100 and South Dakota 100. And those were just some of the things that stood out to us. So it's like down in Kansas. So of the acres that got added, they're saying 600,000 of them came from Kansas. So as we start weighing in, well, what does that mean for a yield? Ultimately, we know that basically the grain that's raised down in Kansas for yield-wise won't be the same as what you'd have if it was a big number like that in Iowa or Illinois.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more to look at. When we come back, we'll break down the quarterly stocks part of the report and state levels there and a lot more to look at as we continue. It's, of course, the Friday version of the Channel Final Bell. Last trading day of the month of June was end of quarter, end of lots of things happening. So, of course, we'll find out more about how these markets react and what we can see when we hit the month of July come Monday. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continues with Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners, and you and I were talking over the commercial break about some changes that we're going to see when it comes to the quarterly stocks and those numbers. So what did you think about that quarterly stocks report today?
Well, it's a little surprising on the corn side, you know, and also on the bean side. There's been a lot of talk out there with basis levels as strong as they are, and there's also with the spreads acting the way they have, is that, you know, maybe there just wasn't the stocks out there. I thought it was more of just a movement than necessarily that the stocks weren't out there. But what we ended up seeing on the quarterly stocks report is on corn, 4.993 billion bushels. That compared to the trade estimate of 4.867 billion. So it had been up about 126 million higher than what the trade was expecting on corn. Over on the soybean side, came in at 970 million, rounded off. Compared to 957 million is what the trade is looking for, so up about 13 million bushels. So on the corn and the bean side, just a little bit more stocks out there than what the trade is expecting.
So what are we seeing when it comes to the state levels then?
Yeah, and that's what's really interesting about that. And I think this kind of reinforces the idea why we're seeing some stronger basis levels in many areas. So if we take a first look at the corn state level numbers, and starting with Nebraska first, we've basically got on the corn side 21.7 million extra bushels around than we did have compared to last year. That's up about 5%. The interesting one, though, is that on the off-farm side, it's up about 1.7 million, so that's only up about 1%. But the on-farm is actually up 9%, or about 20 million bushels compared to last year. And so what that's showing is that even though we've got more bushels, relatively there's more bushels on the farm, so the farmer's holding a larger percentage of those bushels. Now, the one that really is interesting, and this is where you see some big differences in the western corn belt versus the eastern, if you move yourself over to Illinois, for instance, Illinois's got 44% more bushels on hand than they would have last year overall, and the on-farm percentage is about 71% higher than what they would have had last year. So you can see some big differences. Then we dig over and take a look at the soybean side, starting first with Nebraska. We've got about 7.3 million bushels more total stocks The interesting part is that in this particular case, I'm really questioning the numbers here, whether or not it's accurate from what they posted, because they're basically saying our on-farm stocks are similar to what they were last year, no difference, but yet all those bushels are in the commercial's hands. And I don't know if I necessarily believe that based on what we're hearing from the commercial traders and individuals who are trying to buy beans. Then we come in, just take a look at one other example. So, for instance, you go out to the Eastern Corn Belt again, take Illinois, for instance. They've got about 50 million more bushels of beans on hand than they had last year. That's up about 46%. But the theme continues. Their on-farm percentage is about 55%. And we see that also across other states, not just in the Eastern Corn Belt, but the West. So the general theme is that the farmers on the corn and the soybean side, as a general rule, are holding more grain in their bins than what they would have a year ago at this time when we look at the percentages, Susan.
And all that grain that's holding in the bins has got to go somewhere at some point, especially before September and harvest hits.
Yep, you're exactly right.
All right, what do we look at? Got this report done. We've had the chance to digest the numbers. I'm sure it'll still be talked about a little bit Monday into Tuesday, but now what is the market going to focus on?
Yeah, so now what we're going to end up doing is you're going to see the market now try to look at, all right, what do we think these acres are going to do? And since we don't have a special survey, that's going to push that decision off. So there's going to be a discussion going on there about acres. Then it can be a continued talk about, okay, what does the weather look like going forward? The thing about this is that it we're getting into the last part of the opportunities to market the old crop bushels and also working on new crop here. But the thing we have to realize, though, is that crop's got a ways to go in its development. So there can still be some problems that could pop up. To give you an idea on the pollination side, it looks like we'd reach about across the nation 50% pollinated somewhere in there around the 18th, 19th of July. So, you know, we've still got time for weather problems to pop up. Too hot, not enough moisture in areas. So those things will still come around yet. Also, the market will keep a very close eye on what's going on in and around the Black Sea, what's happening there on the wheat production side with Russia and also Ukraine. Also continue to watch very closely what's going on for weather in the North China Plain. And so we'll keep an eye on those things, Susan.
We just talked about the grain in the bin. So what should be done if you've still got crops sitting there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, a day like today is a day really just to step away from the markets. These markets, I don't think the prices quite got low enough to say this is a pre-harvest low, but part of me wonders if it wasn't today because we had such a hard push down. We did find support. The corn did bounce up. It's setting here about 9 cents off the bottoms of the lows for the day. So at this point, you still don't panic. Look for basis opportunities to move that corn. On the new crop side, don't panic sell here. There'll be better opportunities to sell down the road, Susan.
Great advice. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff?
You bet. Give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for your regenerative practices at ADMRegenerations.com. Missouri chicken farmers announced last week a new lawsuit against Tyson Foods and Cal Maine,
alleging that those two firms are in violation of antitrust laws after Cal-Maine bought a former Tyson chicken plant. I'll have the details after this.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at ADMRegenerations.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Missouri chicken producers have cried foul since Tyson Foods announced last August that it would be shuttering processing plants in Dexter and Noel, Missouri, in a bid to cut costs. Tyson Foods, the world's second largest meat processor, made more than $2.8 billion in gross profit last year, but the firm, apparently, couldn't afford to maintain the 600 jobs at the Dexter facility. Following the closure announcement, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley met with Tyson Foods CEO Donnie King and later reported on Twitter that Tyson was willing to sell the closed facilities to any interested party, including competitors. At the time, Senator Hawley said anything that didn't keep the facility processing chickens would be a violation of Missouri's antitrust laws. But despite the reassurances from Tyson and the political class, in December of last year, Tyson agreed to sell the facility to Cal-Maine Foods, the largest producer of shell eggs in the United States. And by March, Cal-Maine had announced that their focus in the community would be egg production and not meat. For local growers who had made substantial investments in their broiler-raising facilities, the move to egg production provides them with no additional market, so they filed suit. In Stoddard County, Missouri, at the 35th Judicial Circuit Court last week, 45 plaintiffs alleged that Tyson failed to honor its commitment to sell the plant in a way that would benefit the local community and comply with antitrust laws. Specifically, the motion states that by not keeping the plant in chicken meat production, Tyson has run afoul of the Missouri Supreme Court decision from 1949 in the Empire Storage case. The suit was filed in Dexter by the Oliver firm, and it names Tyson Foods, Tyson Chicken, Cal-Maine Foods, and Mark Avery, the former plant manager for Tyson, as defendants. This is only the most recent lawsuit against Tyson over the closure of these plants, as another lawsuit alleging breach of contract and fraud against the company is also moving forward through the courts. I'll have more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Missouri chicken growers are continuing their fight against Tyson Foods over the closure of two processing plants in the state. While a new lawsuit alleges antitrust activity by the company, an earlier case alleging that Tyson misled local farmers about the future of the plant and encouraged them to make expensive upgrades to their facilities, which now no longer have a purpose, continues to move forward. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, We live here.
Dunn Energy Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray shower, and a low in the low 60s. A nice weekend ahead with low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds, and a high in the low 70s Saturday. Mostly sunny and mid-70s Sunday. Clouds return for Monday, showers and thunderstorms as well. Highs, upper 60s to 70. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I never ask you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying ever be true. I just don't wanna know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't wanna know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where. their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight train, short chain, by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard grain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day, but only God knows where I'd be if you ever stop loving me. I need you, gotta have you in my life, by my side. Every day I'm alive, every night that I'm breathing, I need it. You. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't
got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red. Watermelon festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some. But obey the law, if you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. Rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. If you're ever down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Do the watermelon crawl.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves it. Cranking 89 Alabama, kissing for an hour in the parking lot light. Here's to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean. There'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a hole. Go, that bottle's full. I won't cry about love gone wrong, 'cause tears would water down this ruby red I'm sipping on. There's a
hole in the bottle,
leaking all this wine. It's already empty, it ain't even. can't even find the hole in the bottle of wine.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do.